Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the FBI is estimating there are 1.4 million gang members in the United States.
The FBI reports gang membership is increasing most significantly in the northeast and southeast regions of the United States. Many communities are experiencing an increase in ethnic-based gangs, such as African, Asian, and Caribbean groups.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings once again, golf fans and golf lovers. Welcome one more time into your favorite place for golf news and entertainment. This is Tee to Green, and I'm Jerry Butenhoff, hosting today from, as usual, the Broadmoor Resort and Golf Club here in Colorado Springs, where it's 70-something today, as far as temperature goes, but we're heading to the 30s with some snow. Just in time for duck hunting season, though, which is a good thing. Welcome once again, and I hope that you are having a great week and a great October, the best month of the year in my world. Today on the show, we're going to talk golf apparel once again, like we did last week, but we're going to head down a completely different road than we did a week ago. Energy Athletic has come out with golf shirts that claim to improve your game. And here to explain all of that from Energy Athletic and the Golf Agency will be Mike Abram. He and his brother Steve founded the Golf Agency along with Energy Athletic and some other golf-related companies, and have also handled the marketing campaigns for other golf products, most notably Sky Caddy. So Mike will try and explain and convince us how their shirts are going to help you play better. Then we're going to head up to Bellevue, Washington for a very different kind of golf story. The Sunset Hills Memorial Park and Funeral Home has opened a golf hole memorial, which will allow for burials and cremation of golf enthusiasts in a golf setting. To tell us the story and the inspiration for this will be Arnie Swanson, Director of Dignity Memorial for the Seattle region. And of course, we'll go on tour as the season is rapidly closing, all today on Tee to Green.
Coming up, I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
If you're in your vehicle, you can catch us on XM Channel 93, Sirius Channel 208. We're worldwide on American Forces and coast to coast on great affiliates on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Mike Abram coming right up after this break.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores.
Don't get left out in the cold. Join Brian and Bob for their winter golf getaway. You could be golfing in Jamaica. Log on to RealGolfRadio.com and register for your chance to win a playing spot in this year's Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am. Presented by Nike Golf or the Admiral's Cup in St. Kitts. You'll fly round trip on American Airlines, play championship oceanside golf courses, and relax in an all-inclusive resort. So register today. It's the winter golf getaway. Powered by the Golf Connection. Only on Real Golf Radio.
Like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, every Sunday. Great time of the year. You're a sports fan. Golf season's winding down. However, we've got middle of the football. Hockey has started. Baseball's World Series going on. Yes, if you're a Cardinals fan, you're a bigger Albert Pujols fan than ever before after last night. Boy, what a night he had, huh? 5 for 6, 3 home runs, 6 RBIs. That's like an entire month for a lot of people in the baseball world. So St. Louis up 2-1 over Texas heading to Game 4 in Arlington tonight on that. We're waiting for Mike Abram from Energy Apparel to check on in here and Energy Athletic. They're based out in San Luis Obispo, California, and if you are unaware of that area, if you go up the coast, not right exactly on the coast, but just inland a little bit between Santa Barbara and the Big Sur and up towards the Monterey area, you'll find San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, some of those towns up there, Atascadero. Great wine country, by the way. In fact, it doesn't have not the size or the number of wineries that the Napa Valley area has further north, but the San Luis Obispo County there has really become a great wine country up there in Central California. They've got a wine festival in Paso Robles the third weekend of each May that's absolutely splendid to go to. Energy Apparel and Energy Athletic have come out with the Wear Energy line of golf shirts that are claiming to improve your golf game. And we've had some stories similar to this before They have woven or used some sort type of materials that they have woven into the fabric of their golf shirts that I don't know if they add or detract from the negative ions. And supposedly, this by wearing these and balancing these negative ions, it's going to improve your flexibility and allow you to swing the club easier and make your golf game better. Now, there are various athletes out there in a number of sports that wear those various bracelets or necklaces that have some sort of metals involved that have charged ions and that sort of thing. And a lot of these athletes swear by that sort of thing, that it has improved their abilities of some in some nature, depending on the sport they they're into and that sort of thing. So I've never gone down that road myself, and you know, so I can't speak personally about whether these things really contribute to better athletic performance or not. But like I said, a lot of athletes in various sports swear by them, and you seem to see them more and more out there nowadays. You know, whether it even be on your recreational softball players or volleyball players, for example, or athletes in major sports. But Energy Athletic and Energy Apparel is part of the sports or the golf agency, which was founded some years ago by Mike and Steve Abram. They are also the owners of the Tour Striker and F2 Golf. And they have also handled the marketing for various other golf products, most notably Sky Caddy. And we've had those people on our show in the past. Also, Orlemar Tri-Metal golf equipment. Let's see, the Roger Frederick Secrets to Golf Flexibility, OptiShot, and Tour Striker. So they've dealt with a lot of big-name people. Paul Azinger has signed up as the spokesman for the Energy Apparel golf shirt line, and they have started running commercials for those on the Golf Channel, in case you tune in occasionally. And Mike and Steve have directed and dealt with a lot of top names in the golf world, all going all the way back to the days of Byron Nelson, you know, after he was done playing, of course, but in helping Byron Nelson promote their tournament down there, actually. And they've also dealt with Arnold Palmer, David Faraday, Peter Jacobson, Fuzzy Zeller, Tom Kite, John Daly. So a lot of, you know, big-name golf people they've been working with in promoting instructional videos, for one thing, some of that thing. And also with instructional videos from some of the top teachers. And look at this lineup of names. Hank Haney, David Ledbetter, Rick Smith, Jim McClain, and Jim Hardy. That's kind of a who's who of the current people that are way at the top of the well-known list of golf instructors, certainly right now, that work with players on all the tours, PGA, LPGA, Champions Tour, and certainly all those men have very respected reputations, very respected golf teaching facilities, golf academies, depending on who you're dealing with, and certainly names that are well-known to everyone in the golf world, even most of the casual fans, for that matter. So we're waiting for Mike Abram to check in. He is dealing with something with his family for part of the morning here, so he should be with us here hopefully shortly. In the meantime, a couple of notes regarding the golf season, which will be winding down here, the final event in the PGA Tour, and we'll give you the results of what's going on here a little bit later in the at the end of the show, like always. The final event, the Children's Miracle Network tournament down at the Disney World courses in Orlando, the Magnolia and the Palm courses. I've played one of those way back in the day, probably 15, 20 years ago or something like that. Very, very nice. Very nice courses down in the Disney complex there. One of the side stories with the actual tournament there this year, or this week is that Webb Simpson and Luke Donald are in a battle to win the money, top money earner on the PGA Tour this year. Simpson, with his results last week, has moved to the top of the money list this year. Donald is currently second, and they are chasing each other to win the money title this year. And they'll certainly both in the hunt for Player of the Year in the PGA Tour. And I'll fill you in a little bit later on how those two are doing versus each other as a little side note to the tour. The women's tour is in Taiwan for, I think, the three more events after this week, I believe, for the women, including Lorena Ochoa's event in Mexico in a couple of weeks, and then their tour championship for the weekend before Thanksgiving in November at in Florida. And also that same weekend, on the 17th through the 20th of November, will be this year's President's Cup back at Royal Melbourne in Australia, which was the site of the very first President's Cup, which was won by the international team, by the way. And because of the day and time difference and everything here, there will be live coverage of the President's Cup all 4 days. It'll be in prime time here in America, so that'll be a little bonus, as you'll be able to watch some prime time golf live from Australia. And the President's Cup, they started something different the last time, or maybe it's twice now already, where they've stretched it out to 4 days instead of three. They have a few more matches, and so it's a four-day event, so it will be starting on the evening of Wednesday, November 16th, for TV coverage here in America. So that's the deal there, and Fred Couples and Greg Norman, the captains for Team USA and the international team for this year's President's Cup. Still trying to hook up with Mike Abram. We're also going to be talking to Arnie Swanson from the Sunset Hills Memorial up in Washington, and we'll get to all of this when we come back after this break on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about natural elements that inhibit shot success. And what I'm talking about is wind, rain, sun in your eyes. We've all heard that excuse, the sun was in my eyes. Well, interestingly enough, more shots are missed into the sun in golf than any other natural element, and that includes wind, rain, whatever might come upon a golfer. Shots into the sun are the most difficult to pull off. Couple of things that you need to be aware of when you're playing into the sun, and it happens a lot of times, obviously, late in the evening. One is you shorten your swing up, make sure that you get the face of the club on the ball, slow your swing down, choose a club that's going to enable you to minimize the miss that's created by a poor shot. Do these things, I promise you, you'll hit more good shots into the sun. Thank you.
For more on hitting those tough shots, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's about 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs. That's just north of downtown. You can reach them at 719-471-9900. This is the show by golfers for golfers. And speaking of the Swan Law people locally, they are operated by Dignity Memorial, which is also sort of a national group of memorial park and cemetery and funeral home owners. And we're going to go up to Bellevue, Washington right now and talk to Arnie Swanson, who is the director of the Dignity branch up in the Seattle area. And interesting thing is going on up there. Found out about this about a week and a half ago. The Sunset Hills Memorial Park and a funeral home, which is in Bellevue and which is just across the lake, just across Lake Washington from Seattle and the University of Washington campus and that sort of thing. They've about embarking on a golf hole memorial, which will allow committed fans of the game to be buried or placed in a permanent golf setting, the nation's first golfed themed memorial park. And Arnie Swanson is on the phone with us now. Good morning, sir. How are things up your direction today? Wet in Seattle. Are you serious? Now, did I get that right? I've been to Bellevue. It is right across the lake from Seattle and the university campus there. Is that right?
Hillside that has that same view. So Sunset Hills Memorial Park and Funeral Home are one of the premier locations of our network serving the greater Seattle area.
And you've embarked on this golf memorial hole. Explain what this is going to be, what the inspiration was, and how this whole thing has kind of come together.
Well, the inspiration, I'll start with that. About 3 years ago, my son and I were playing a round of golf, and we noticed a group of folks coming out on the fairway, and we stopped play. And the next thing we knew, there was, it looked like kind of a puff of smoke or dust, if you will. And having been in this business for 40 years, it suddenly dawned on me what they were up to. And we got to speak with the family afterwards, and they decided that their loved one loved the game of golf, loved this particular municipal course, and so they had gotten this idea and made up their minds that this is where their loved one should remain. So it dawned on me immediately also that there's got to be a better way for families. And then a few months later, and as time went on, I started thinking about the wonderful courses that we have here in the Pacific Northwest, and most importantly here in the on the Puget Sound area. And I thought about the ways that we were trying to develop unique ways of memorialization, and that society overall is changing, and there's a little shift towards cremation. And families that have chosen cremation really don't have a unique way of memorializing that particular sport and game. So one thing led to another, and when it was time to expand our beautiful Sunset Hills Memorial Park in Bellevue, normally we expand by what we call a garden, one garden after another. I thought, what if we incorporated some golf likenesses to this garden? And the concept grew, and over a period of about a year, the drawings went to an architect, and an architect sent them to another architect, and it really gathered a lot of momentum. And what I was given back was a set of plans for an actual hole. So we've got a beautiful green, we've got a large sand trap, we've got a beautiful water feature that's a brook that runs alongside with fountains, and we've got a tee box, and we've incorporated all of the elements of our products, which would mean niches for placement of urns, burial spaces for traditional casket burials, and then we have a leaderboard, a giant leaderboard, where folks can purchase spaces for their loved ones' names to go up and incorporate that with a photo. And then we have some other cenotaphs that we've installed for local golf clubs, which are going to be purchasing those for their members. And what we've done that's been very unique with the sand trap is we've actually gridded the sand trap and made burial spaces for cremation. So those that have been cremated, we place in an urn, and then their urn is placed in a vault, and then the vault goes down about 24 inches below the surface in the sand trap itself.
Ah, very appropriate, I would guess there. Now, we're speaking with Arnie Swanson, the director up at the Sunset Hills Memorial Park in Bellevue, Washington. How big is the property, you know, itself up there of Sunset Hills, and how much space are you dedicating to the golf memorial here?
Well, all over our overall space at Sunset Hills is about 73 acres, and we have a lot of undeveloped property here. This actual garden is 11,000 square feet. And incidentally, one of the very unique things about this this particular garden, aside from the fact that it is totally themed for those who golf and are enthusiastic about that sport, is underneath the green itself, there is an ossuary. Now, an ossuary is a common vault. It's a very large vault or container, if you will, that was pre-installed below the green area. And there's a vessel or a tube, if you will, that leads all the way up to the surface of the green. And families who choose the ossuary can actually have a ceremony where they can deposit their loved one's cremains through that vessel and down into the ossuary where they will be deposited and will remain. This is becoming a very popular way of memorializing throughout the nation. One of the things, because cremation has been on the rise for many years now, one of the dilemmas that we're faced with is many families are contacting us and they're letting us know that they have their loved one stored at home. That is to say, when the death occurred, they had a cremation was performed, and then their loved one was returned to them in that new form, and they've kind of been thinking about what to do or how to remember their family member or friend, and they've lost sight of that, and a few years have gone by, and so we all over America. We have many deceased who are being stored at home in that cremated form, and they're coming back to us now and wanting a way to reflect and remember them. And so we've increased the type of products that we are coming up with to facilitate memorialization for those that have been cremated.
Arnie Swanson with us. Arnie, we've got a little more time than we expected. Can you hang on, and we'll finish this in a couple minutes here?
I sure do.
Arnie Swanson from Sunset Hills Memorial Park in Bellevue, Washington, discussing the new golf hole memorial that they have established there for devotees of the game that wish to be have their final resting place in a nice golf setting. We'll finish with Arnie, and we'll also go on tour and let you know what's going on around the world of golf, professional tours and everything, all coming up after this break on Tee to Green.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
An estimated 62 cents of every dollar spent by government is wasted, according to a new survey of registered state voters. Nearly 90% of those voters believe better use of technology is the answer. The message is clear. Government managers must deploy new technologies like cloud computing. That is why NetApp has developed the Cloud Playbook for government managers to apply for grants and calculate savings. To get the Cloud Playbook from NetApp, visit www.thecloudplaybook.com. That's thecloudplaybook.com.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today I want to talk to you about the bump and run a little bit, and there's a little variation on that, and there's a couple ways you can pull this off. And this shot is for 10 to 15 feet off the green. A few things you want to be able to do with this in order to maximize your ability to hit the ball on the face of the club. I am more interested in how it comes off the face of the club than I am even accuracy, because if you can hit it on the face, you can be successful with this shot. One is you got to play it back, further off your back foot than you think. Two is hands forward, covering your left knee. That's the barometer we use. Three is you got to lean towards the green. And lastly, you've got to finish low, because you want a low ball flight with this. And however you finish is going to mirror the ball flight. So you want to finish low. But make sure that the ball is played a little further back off your back foot than you're normally comfortable with. And stick with this shot. I promise you the ball will react the way you want it to with just a little practice.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, flying solo here this week. Next Sunday, Jay will be back, and he'll be on his own next week with you here. So, talking right now to Arnie Swanson, who is the director up at the Sunset Hills Memorial Park in Bellevue, Washington, and they have just opened up or are about to embark on a golf hole memorial for your loved ones that have passed away, and you can they can have their final resting place at a golf hole on a golf hole at the at Sunset Hills in Bellevue. Arnie, I guess part of this you alluded to it ever so briefly at the start there was okay. So you would witness someone spreading some ashes on a golf course 3 years ago, which is all fine, but I guess it's kind of hard after that for the family to go and make a visitation behind the 10th green or wherever it might be, isn't it?
Well, you've just hit the nail right on the head. Anytime you enter a cemetery, you notice there are many cars there, or at least there are at most of our parks up here, and I happen to know Colorado Springs very well, and you got some beautiful memorial parks and cemeteries there as well. But families come, they need time to reflect. I know anytime I visit my hometown down in Oregon, I oftentimes go visit our relatives' graves and reflect and think about lives and values, and this is no different than that. And so cremation was on the upswing. Dignity Memorial, our network of service and product providers across the United States and Canada, are thinking of ways to bring unique ways to remember our loved ones to our parks and to our funeral homes. And this is just a great example of how Dignity Memorial, our large network, and the wonderful operations that we have. Our construction department is looking at many different types of themes that we feel and that families have shown us they're very interested in, which touch their lives. And at the golf, at the Memorial Golf Park at Sunset Hills, we've just created another way for families to appropriately, and I might add legally, to inter or place their loved ones. So they'll have a place to go, keeping in mind the great game of golf and all the many hours and days that were spent out on the course with their loved ones. I spoke with a very charming woman yesterday afternoon who told me a story about losing her husband 2.5 years ago, and she decided to bring him home because she just couldn't develop a plan in her mind of what would be appropriate. And while she wanted to take him out and scatter him amongst a favorite area out in nature, it then dawned on her after her family and grandchildren were visiting that there would be no place to go, and there would be no place to gather for the holidays and to remember his birthday and to remember the other significant holidays that their families celebrate. So she was just elated. He was an avid golfer, and she came out to the park and spoke with us, and we found just the exact, just exactly what she was looking for that captured the essence of the life that she was trying to remember. And and so it was all received perfectly, and it's it was just a real nice story about how this has come to come to be, and apparently is going to be widely accepted. We have a lot of interest right now. We have many families that have contacted us from this area, and we're hoping that we can possibly get started on a plan like this down in our Phoenix market, where golfing, of course, is the number one sport in the Phoenix
by far.
Area.
Yeah. Arnie Swanson with us from Sunset Hills Memorial Park up in Bellevue, Washington. Arnie, certainly golfers are as enthusiastic about their sport as maybe anyone out there, and passionate maybe even would be a better word. And certainly it is a sport that a lot of families, it's a common bond between a lot of families. I mean, there are, organizations even a couple of websites out there that bring single golfers together, you know, as a way to meet and everything, and use that as a way to, perhaps start dating and that sort of thing. Are you a golfer also? And obviously you understand this.
Well, I absolutely am a golfer, and I one of the things that struck me about this particular feature when we were talking about it and getting it off the ground in a development perspective was the patience that's necessary for the great game of golf, and the patience that I've had with my sons and taking them out to the course for the first time and instructing them and watching them develop, and I've devoted a lot of time, and so it just made sense. This is just a great area. Golfers enjoy green grass and well-manicured gardens and scenery and being out amongst nature. And this is in the same exact setting that is provided there. There's a flag on the hole. You can actually putt the course. This was installed by a professional golf installer here in the Pacific Northwest who's widely known. And the green is maintained every morning, such as any other local park. And by the way, for those that can't quite capture the concept of this, I'd like to give you the location website, if you don't mind.
By all means, go ahead, yes.
It is www.sunsethillsmemorial.com. All one word, sunsethillsmemorial.com. And you can go into the photo gallery and then select the Memorial Golf Park. And you can go online and you can share this this beautiful park, which is being dedicated on Tuesday morning. And you'll be able to see how this actually looks. And there's many different photographs that we've uploaded to that website. And I think you'll find that the beauty in this is that it just fits right in with our Memorial Park setting, but it is very unique and in a very special place. And we're starting to see that families are really capturing the spirit behind this. It's very dignified. It's certainly not freakish in any way, shape, or form. It's just a very quiet and lovely and impeccably manicured garden that just so happens to have many, many golf features there. There's also a ball washing station and a whole container of putters there, and there's always golf balls laying out on the putting green, and families who want to have their ceremony right down in that setting. We also offering a catering plan and package where they can have a luncheon right out on the green along with their favorite beverages, and they can have a short putting contest if they'd like to, and do all sorts of things. But what we're finding is that families, they don't want the same old thing. And while we still have many memorial parks and cemeteries across America who offer a more traditional type of burial option, this is just one that's a little more interactive and a little bit more geared towards those who love the great game of golf.
And certainly very unique, obviously, and you know, you're like you said, you're looking at maybe doing something down in the Phoenix area. I know one thing that concerns people, you know, in these kind of, you know, when someone passes away, is costs of funerals, and they have certainly, you know, like everything else, you know, gotten expensive and gone up and everything, and many times the life insurance, you know, handles that sort of thing. You know, based on the Seattle area, are your costs for the golf memorial, you know, in balance with, you know, most others, you know, up in the Puget Sound area there?
Well, one way I've been putting it here recently is the costs of this park with regard to the product and the services and the burial spaces are right on par.
Okay. You know what? There's no way I could have come up with and said that any better than that. That's very excellent. So now you're just in the initial stages of this. I mean, how much space will you have out there for people?
Well, right now in what is phase one, we have around 1,300 spaces and niches and different pieces of product that are available for placement or burial. We've reserved the garden next to this because we were anticipating a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of velocity with regard to the sales here, and so we're all ready to take this to the next level into a phase two extension of the Memorial Golf Park.
Fascinating, fascinating. Arnie Swanson from Sunset Hills Memorial Park up in Bellevue, Washington, right across Lake Washington from Seattle and the University of Washington campus. Beautiful part of the country. I was just up there finally again about a year and a half or so ago, and I've always enjoy going up to that part of the world. Arnie, thank you very much for your time. We go down a lot of different roads on this show here, and this is certainly something very unique for our show and for golf, Pat. People that are passionate about golf, and for people that are in your business, very unique idea, and I hope you have as much success with it as you can.
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. I appreciate you having us on the show this morning, and for those that spend a lot of time in the bunker on the course, I can make it so they can spend eternity in a bunker here. But the most important thing to remember is everyone who selects a property here will finish six under.
Yeah, they sure will. Thank you very much, Arnie Swanson, SunsetHillsMemorial.com is the website. We'll be back and go on tour right after this on Tee to Green.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified. Certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
This segment of Tee to Green is brought to you locally by the Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region for almost 100 years, 1912. They're at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, 719-471-9900. It's the fastest hour in golf. Time to go on tour and let you know what the pros are up to. Final event on the PGA Tour this weekend down at the Disney World Complex in Orlando, the Children's Miracle Network event. Justin Leonard and Kevin Chappell, tour rookie, are at minus 14. Leonard chipped in three times yesterday, kind of an up-and-down round, but he's still tied for the lead. Chappell shot a 6-under-66 yesterday to get in contention there. B.O. Kim is a shot back at minus 13. Nick O'Hearn and Henrik Stenson are at minus 12. And in the battle for the Tour Money Championship this year, Webb Simpson, who is currently first, is at minus 10. Luke Donald at minus 9. So those two are really going to have a battle today to win the tour title, or the money title, in the PGA Tour this year. The LPGA is in Taiwan at the Sunrise Taiwan Tournament at the Sunrise Country Club there. Yanni Tseng of Taiwan shot a 67 yesterday to move into the lead. She's at minus 10, going for her 7th LPGA win of the year and her 10th win worldwide. That's like in Nancy Lopez and Tiger Woods type numbers there. She's at minus 10. Two ahead of Anna Nordqvist, three better than Atha Munoz, Amy Yang, and Hee-Won Han. are at minus six. And in the European event, Sergio Garcia is eight up. They're playing this at his home course in Spain. Garcia won the club championship there when he was 12. My goodness. Some would joke that he hasn't won anything that big since. Of course, he has won the Players' Championship. But thanks to Arnie Swanson from Sunset Hills up in Washington for being with us today. Thanks to Mario back at the network for running everything smoothly as usual. Thanks to you for listening. Jay will be back solo with you next week. And for those of you who are still in, should be just about everywhere in the country, still get some good golf in this week. It's a great time to do it, and certainly in October. Best weather everywhere. So until next week, as always, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Take care, everyone.